What are the biggest challenges that your office sees when it comes to rural health care?
Well, I think in general, and this is not unique to Iowa, but those states that have a large rural population and, several large cities, but a geographic landmass that is outside of those cities, find that it's difficult to attract providers. This is both physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, but providers in general. There is more call for those individuals. There is certainly great demand, but the demand may not be the same as in an office in an urban setting. And so those challenges present themselves, especially as we go forward with the Affordable Care Act, which is increasing access, but there's not provisions for increasing the provider network. And even in Massachusetts, which has the greatest propensity of primary care providers per population, there's a long waiting list to get access to a primary care provider and primary care providers in medical homes.
How do you make it easier or more enticing for these rural departments? How can a department like yours help with that?
We do have the Prime Care, which is a state and federal loan repayment program. We have the J-1 visa waiver program, which helps try to get individuals and providers, and not just physicians, but providers of various types, into medically underserved areas and in health professional shortage areas. So a designation of a health professional shortage area or medically underserved area is based on census data, and that is a federal definition, if you will. So loan repayment programs, trying to look at training, the barriers for having people go to rural areas, telemedicine and advocating for reimbursement of telemedicine, working towards getting even state funding for loan repayment, using the model that the Dental Foundation has done at the Iowa Dental Foundation. So they have worked with helping a community to put up partial support for a provider, and the Dental Foundation from Iowa Delta Dental, putting up support so that there is a joint support effort going forward using that as a model. And then certainly, the residency training programs that we have throughout the state for primary care providers, trying to ensure that people are aware of them. And that, physicians that are graduating or seeking residency know that there are options available. There are communities who definitely would want them and welcome them, even though there are challenges that exist for them.
What is the goal of tomorrow by having a day, a proclamation, getting that a word out? What is the goal that you hope people take away?
One, knowledge of the problem and awareness of the problem that exists. Number two, that there is a reimbursement on the federal level through Medicare, which helps to drive some of the geographic disparities that exist. And so this is, our way of kind of acknowledging that this problem exists and, to make them aware, our congressional delegation aware that this problem is there, and for them to try to intervene at the federal level as well. And then, an awareness of what programs are available for individuals if they are in, in a healthcare setting, or they want to pursue healthcare as a career, that we have options for loan repayment, J-1 visa waivers if they're foreign medical graduates and want to come here, that will be able to try to put people in communities so that those Iowans that live in the rural areas have access to providers.
Probably the final thing, has your office been able to determine how Obamacare will affect rural, especially in counties that are so small? Have you guys had a chance to kind of get a grasp on that?
Less so on Obamacare, with the exception, if you look at Massachusetts, that has an exchange that has set up to have a high penetration of insurance coverage. We know from that state, if you look at the states as a laboratory, that Massachusetts, as I mentioned, it has the highest penetration of primary care practitioners per population, and they're having access problems. So we think it is going to put a stress onto the system that's going to create more challenges. So looking at, you know, how do we get reimbursement for telemedicine? Is that put into programs, both Medicare and Medicaid, and then, you know, insurance through private insurers? You know, is there, you know, a sharing of call time that can be done between practitioners? So there are a lot of avenues and things that need to be worked on and addressed. But having, you know, it's one thing to say you have insurance coverage. It's quite another to say, do you have access to a provider?